Praise the Lord. Good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalm and let's read Psalm 24. There is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord. Amen. And righteousness from God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob's Selah. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of the glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Hallelujah. Lift up your heads, O you gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. He is the King of glory. Selah. Amen. Let's give thanks to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this wonderful day you give us to worship you and to serve you, O God, and to do the work of yours in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We adore you. We magnify you. Thank you for all things you give us and you provide for us. We magnify your name, O Jesus. Thank you for the big things, the small things. The good health, the healing, the recovery, the support, the miracles, the wonders. Your host around us fighting for your church, fighting for your people. Thank you for the angels around. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you. Thank you for everything you give us and you provide for us. Let's now confess our sins and renounce them. So God will cleanse us and will forgive us. Come back to the Lord. Tell him, Lord, I want to serve you. I want to follow you now. Renounce all your idols, your sins, your naughtiness, your disobedience, your rebelliousness. Renounce them all right now in the name of Jesus. And the Lord will have mercy on you. And he will restore you back to serve him and do the work of him and the ministry. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Continue, Lord, convict us with the Holy Spirit. Convict your church here and all in other places, the brethren, the congregations, the families, the workers, the elders, the pastors. Yes, Lord, cleanse your church by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. By your word, by the Holy Spirit. Devil, I rebuke in Jesus' name. Yes, O God, you have no power, devil, on any one of them who belong to Christ. We set them free by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood that you shed on the cross of Calvary to save us. Thank you. Let's now come to God and ask him our need and our burden and the thing that we wanted from him, our problem that we need to solve. Thank you, Lord. You are the problem solver, oh God. Thank you, God, how you solve my problem. Thank you, Jesus, for all answer of prayer. Hear our prayers, Lord. We are giving you our burden, our needs. We ask you wisdom. Hear the cry of my brothers and sisters who ask you help, ask you wisdom, who ask you to open door, who ask you to answer a prayer. Hear their prayers in the name of Jesus. Let's now pray for one another. If you know any brother and sister who need help, who need the Lord in certain aspect of life, let us pray for that person. Carry each other burden. The Lord can help. We need to pray. Give jobs, Lord. Heal. Give the salaries, oh God. Give their salaries. Give them income. Provide their needs, oh God. Thank you, Jesus, for answering our prayers. Let's pray now. You pray for your wife. Pray for your husband. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents. Pray for your siblings. Hear our prayer. The Lord is here. He is close to those who are brokenhearted. Pray now for your job, the place you are working. The source of your income is God, but God placed you in a place. God wants you to obey Him, to be a good example, hardworking. And when you receive your salary, you bring your tithes and offering and your first fruit to God. Yes, Lord. Bless these places of work and grant us favor. Thank you for the visas, the documents that we need. We have prosper these places, oh God, so we too will prosper. And also, Lord, use us to evangelize. Give us favor, oh Lord, from them. Teach us to be good examples. Give us wisdom how to impart faith and your word to them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the source of income and salaries that we are receiving. Thank you, Jesus, and I pray for all the brethren to be faithful to you, to fear you, to bring their tithes and offering and first fruit to your house, oh Lord, because that's what you ordain and that is act of faithfulness. When you give us, we need to put you first, oh God. Teach my brethren, all of them, your ways in giving and to be good example to others. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, God. Let's now pray for our families back home, our neighbors, the places and the cities, the villages, the towns that we came from. Let's pray that the Lord shall send His word to them. Thank you, Jesus. We are praying, oh God. Hear our prayer. Give them salvation. Send your word. Lord, here am I. Send me to them. I am willing, Lord, to share your word. Give me wisdom, tactfulness. Teach me how to share your word. Pray for their salvation. Do miracles. Oh God, do miracles in the name of Jesus. Heal the sick among them. Oh God, let them see your hand, oh God. Let them know that you are the true God. And we, and everyone who share your word with them, let them know that He is your servant, she is your servant. In the name of Jesus, you make a way, O God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. Lord, we praise you and we adore you. Let's pray now for this place, UAE, that God had placed His church, and in other places that the church had extended to Oman, to Kuwait, to Iraq, to India, to Sri Lanka, to Philippines, to Australia, to America, to Sierra Leone, to Malawi. Lord, we pray, grant us favor in the eyes of yours and the eyes of the authorities, the governments, that your grace will flow through them. We come against the spirit of Antichrist, anti-ministry. We rebuke in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of extortion and abuse against foreigners and oppressive spirit against your church. We rebuke in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray that you will provide all what we need, places of worship, documentations, and all the privilege that we are in need, you will provide, oh God. No one can hinder your blessing to reach your church and your people. And we trust you, Lord, your great God. We pray for the salvation of all the people around us, oh God. We pray that you stretch out your hand and do miracles in the name of Jesus. Lord, answer our prayers. We pray for those in authorities. Give them humility, give them wisdom, give them good health. Oh God, bless them so they will bless us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we trust you, oh God. No work of devil shall prevail against the work of God, against your wisdom. And help us, Lord, to stand firm. When we are faced with authorities, you promise that I will give you word. The Holy Spirit will speak through you, speak through us, and give us wisdom and hide us under your wings as we trust in you, in the name of Jesus. Let's pray for the church to expand. Lord, refill us once again with the Holy Ghost. Those among us who are not yet received the gift of the Holy Ghost, refill them once again. I pray they will speak in tongues, interpretation of tongues, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, gift of healing. We need, oh God, gift of evangelism, pastoring, teaching, exhorters, prophesying, healings, ushering, administration, leadership, oh God, giving, generosity, all these gifts we need, oh God. Lord, empower us and fill us so that we will function by the gifts of the Holy Ghost of yours. Oh Lord, we pray for more areas to be reached out, more families. Bless all the ministries, oh God, that you give to the church, farming ministry, prayer ministry, watchman ministry, Lord, homeschooling, oh God, discipleship, Bible studies. Lord, use all this ministry to preach your word, to impact the gospel to the non-believers and to go and make disciples. I pray for more people to get converted, to repent, to receive water baptism in the name of this Lord. I pray for all the brethren who are discipling and the pastors and the leaders and the elders who are reaching new people. Anoint them and bless them and go before them to continue the process of discipleship and teaching. Lord, you say, go and make all disciples of all nations and baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost and teach them to obey everything I have commanded, and assure I'll be with you till the very end of the age. Lord, bless your church, bless all the elders and the leaders and the workers, every one of us who go forward and evangelize and preach and make disciples and baptize. Go with us. We need you, O God. And even today, Lord, we pray to anoint this worship, O God. Anoint this recording. Use it mightily, Lord. The songs, anoint the songs, the prayers, the givings, your word. I pray for great works of yours to be in the midst of us. In the name of Jesus, anoint our worship, O God, and lead us in the most holy place, O God. Anoint the one who lead, O God, the voices. Lord, send your angel to worship with us, to protect the place of worship. We thank you, Lord. Protect your church, O God. We bless you. We magnify you. We adore you, Jesus.
Christ our
possible with you, O God. Hallelujah. All things are possible with you, O God. Here today we are coming to give you thanks for all what you have done and for all what you are going to do. I trust you. We trust you, O God, for the great works. We look back and we see your great works along the years in the life of your church and your people. Thank you for the deliverance, O God. Thank you for the salvation. Thank you for the protection. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for the miracles. Thank you for the provision. Thank you, God. We magnify you. From the depth of our heart, oh God, we give you praise and we thank you. Jesus, praise the Lord. Thank him for all his goodness in your life.
Yeah.
to the Lord.
Ah.
all on us, O God, with the Holy Ghost, with your word, O God. Teach us, correct us, discipline us. Teach us your ways, O God, to go on and save you, O Lord, to live our life in holiness, to fear you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your touch. Even now, we are in your presence. We want to hear your words, your voice to us, to your church, to the people that you call by name, your people, to repent, to renounce their evil ways, and to come back to you in repentance. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We magnify. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. It's now the time to worship the Lord with our giving. God ordained for each and every one of us to bring first his tithes, the tenth of our income, our first fruit, and our offerings of a different kinds. And the Lord promised that he will open the windows of heaven and bless us and rebuke the devourer in our lives. And all the nations will know that we are blessed. Those who bring their tithes and first fruit, their income will continue and God will continue to bless them, and all the work of their hand will be established. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master, for your word, your promises. We have tested your goodness in this matter, O God. I have seen, O Lord, your floodgates had been opened in my life, in the life of your faithful people, who brought to you as a due for you, from tithes and from first fruit and offering, O God. And Lord, I pray, you fulfill your promise and rebuke the devourer in their life in the name of Jesus. And I pray, O God, that all nations will know they are blessed by you. Rebuke sicknesses, penalties, fines, and bills that are not from you, from devil. Rebuke them all. Thank you, Jesus. And I pray this time, anoint my lips to preach your word. We thank and bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We continue today to speak about the church in Thyatira and the Pharisees and the scribes in this church are people who are like Jezebel. Use the church for politics, making money, promoting immoralities and evil doing, taking ministries of others, extortion, and so on. We spoke last week about all the evils in detail, what they did, but today we speak about the consequences of what they are doing and the judgment of God on such people and such churches and such workers. Let's open, let's go to the book of Revelation, chapter 2. And we will read verse 21 to verse 23, what the Lord had done to the church in Thyatira and what he is doing to any church, to his people who behave like the church in Thyatira, behave like Jezebel and Ahab in doing evil and in bringing sin into the body of Christ. God will judge and deal sharply with such attitudes and such misconduct inside the body of Christ. And I give her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searches the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. Lord, anoint my lips, and guide me with your love and mercy, and teach me your ways. Teach your people your ways. Let them fear you. Take your word and bring the fruit that desire in the life of your church and your people. Let your word proclaim in the way it should be, O God, and spread it. Let it bring you fruit, 30 and 60 and 100, repentance, people life to be changed, to be released from immoralities and from sacrifices for idols, and set your churches free in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hear the Lord. Before he sent his judgment on his church, on his people, he gave them space of time. He gave them ample of time. He speak and explain and tell and remind. He gives them good time to think about what he's saying to them. And give them chance upon chance to repent and change their ways. The Lord is merciful. You know, in the book of 2 Peter and chapter 3 and verse 9, it says about the Lord, say, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us world, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Here the Lord gives chance, so he will, before he send his judgment, before let people perish because of sin, he gives them chance to repent. But finally, when there is no repentance, there is hard-headedness, there is rebelliousness, there is whoredom, there is immoralities, there is in the church feasts and food offered for idols. Finally, the Lord will send his judgment upon his people and upon his church. He will do it because that is the only language left for him to let them understand. In the book of 1 Kings, chapter 21, we need to see, to read how the Lord dealt with Jezebel and her family and her husband Ahab and their children, because that's what he wrote in the book of Revelation. He spoke about how he is going to judge Jezebel. Let us see how he judged Jezebel in the Old Testament. Book of 1 Kings and chapter 21. After Naboth was killed by Jezebel and her conspiracy, and Ahab there went to get the possession of the land, God sent his servant Elijah. He told him, go and give the message that they hate to hear. And the word, and let's read from verse 17, 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 17 to verse 29. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, arise, go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, which is in Samaria. Behold, he is in the vineyard of Naboth, whether he is going down to possess it. And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, thus saith the Lord, hast thou killed and also taken possession? And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, thus saith the Lord, in the place where dogs lick the blood of Naboth, shall dogs lick the blood even thine. Oof, he told him, the place that the blood, that the dog licks the blood of Naboth after he died, the same, the dogs will lick your blood. And Ahab said to Elijah, hast thou found me, O mine enemy? And he answered, I have found thee because thou hast sought thyself to work even in the sight of the Lord. Behold, I will bring evil upon thee, and will take away thy posterity, and will cut off from Ahab him that pisses against the wall, and him that is shut up and left in Israel, and will make thine house like the house of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha the son of Ahijah, for the provocation wherewith thou hast provoked me to anger and made Israel to sin. And Jezebel also spake the Lord, saying, the dogs shall eat Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel. Him that dieth of Ahab in the city, the dogs shall eat, and him that dieth in the field shall the fowls of the air eat. But there was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up. And he did very abominable in following idols, according to all the things as did the Amorites, whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. And it came to pass, when Ahab heard those words, that he rent his clothes, and put sackcloth upon his flesh, and fasted, and lay in sackcloth, and went softly. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, seest thou how Ahab humbled himself before me? Because he humbled himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his days, but in his son's days will I bring the evil upon his house. You see here how the Lord sent the message, warning message, and the message that of what he is going to do when they have done the evil. Elijah went and he told him what he sinned. He murdered. He took the vineyard and possessed something, and he did evil. And he was reminded about all the sins that he and his wife and his family, they were doing against the Lord. And he pronounced the full judgment on him. And that's why we need to obey the Lord and go to the people and pronounce on them the judgment of God. Who knows? They may repent here. We can read that Ahab was repented and he took sackcloth, but that was not a real repentance. But the point here, we need to go and we need to tell the message to the people that God wants us to warn and to tell. Amen. Who knows? They may also respond. And the Lord fulfilled what he promised. He brought his judgment on Ahab and on his house. In the 1 Kings chapter 22, we will see how Ahab was killed. Ahab was surrounded by 400 prophets of the groups, who, you know, the prophets of the groups, they are the kunduner. They are the people pleaser. Whatever you want to do, they will say is good, because they want to please the people. And you know, when you are wicked, listen to me, when you are wicked and you allow wicked people around you to give you wicked advices, God will use the same people to destroy you. That's the scripture. In 1 Kings chapter 22, and let's read verse 6, when he asked counsel whether he need to go for war or no, then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men. These are the prophets of the groves. And said unto them, shall I go against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, go up, for the Lord shall deliver it unto the hand of the king. So they told him, whatever you want to do, correct. God is with you. God will give it to you. That is the prophets of the groove. Whatever you want to do, they will say okay to you. They will not tell you wrong, because you will be upset. And when you are upset, you will not give them any support. So they don't want this. Have you get the point here? If you want wicked people around you to condone your sin, and yeah, go on. God will use the wicked people, those to destroy you and put you down. And in verse 37 and 38, let's read what happened to Ahab. So the king died in the battle and was brought to Samaria, and they buried the king in Samaria. And one washed the chariot in the pool of Samaria, and the dogs licked up his blood, and they washed his armor according unto the word of the Lord which he speak. The judgment of God come on Ahab, will come on the churches and the people of God who promote immoralities in the church, who condone dating and courting, who accept boyfriend, yes, I'm telling you, accept girlfriend, all this immorality. The judgment of God will come in full. Who accept divorce, who accept remarriage of divorce, who accept single mother or single father to marry another man or another woman, not the father of her child, not the mother of his child, this all immorality. Who allow, who condone, live in relationship, all these will bring the curse of God. Who allow feast and food offer for idols. I need to repeat all over again. Christmas feast, New Year feast, birthday celebration, Mother Day, Woman Day, Father Day, Halloween Day. Yeah, all these Valentine feast, all these food and sacrifice and feast offered to idols. God will bring his judgment on such churches. God will bring his judgment on those who use the church for politics, extortion, making money, making living, those who destroy the office of marriage and holiness. God knows how to destroy them. Be careful and repent. Further, the judgment of God, it came upon the children of Ahab and Jezebel. In 2 Kings chapter 1, I need to read it to you so you will see what he say in the book of Revelation, that death will come on the descendant. Yes, death will come. Continue. Allow boyfriend and allow all this nonsense. Immorality, allow it. The death will come in your descendant, your children, your family, your disciple. God's word will go 100%. Repent. 2 Kings chapter 1. Then Moab rebelled against Israel after the death of Ahab, verse 2. And Ahaziah fell down through a lattice in the upper chamber that was in Samaria, and was sick. And he sent messenger and said unto them, go and inquire of Baal Zebub, the god of Ekron, whether I shall recover of this disease. Accident, he fell down. This is the son of Ahab. Let's read verse 17, what happened to him. So he died according to the word of the Lord which Elijah had spoken. And Jehoram reigned in his stead in the second year of Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, because he had no son. That is the first son of Ahab was put to death. The second son of Ahab was also put to death. In the book of 2 Kings chapter 9. 2 Kings chapter 9. And let's see the death of Joram. Joram is the son of Ahab and Jezebel. He was also put to death. And that's what Jesus say. And I will put to death her children. That's what he say. That is Jesus. That's not me. That is the Lord. He say the Lord, and I will kill her children. That's Jesus Christ himself. I will kill her children. God will kill your children. God will kill our children if we will not repent of things of Jezebel and her work, her makeup, her indecent dress, her rebelliousness, her whoredom, her condoning and compromises, her wickedness inside the church. And I will kill her children, say the Lord. Let's read chapter 9. 2 Kings chapter 9 and verse 21. And Joram said, make ready. And his chariot was made ready. And Joram, king of Israel, and Ahaziah, the king of Judah, went out, each in his chariot, and they went out against Jehu, and met him in the portion of Naboth the Jezreelite. And it came to pass, when Joram saw Jehu, that he said, it is peace, Jehu. And he answered, what peace? What peace, so long as the whoredom of thy mother Jezebel and her witchcrafts are so many? And Joram turned his hands and fled and said to Ahaziah, there is treachery, O Ahaziah. And Jehu drew a bow with his full strength and smote Joram between his arms. And the arrow went out at his heart, and he sunk down in his chariot. Then Jehu said to Bidgar, his captain, take up and cast him in the portion of the field of Naboth. Listen here, how God will fulfill what he said. Put him in the Naboth field, the Jezreelite, for remember how that when I and thou rode together after Ahab his father, the Lord laid this burden upon him. At the day when Elijah went to Ahab, Jehu was there. He listened to the message that God will put his children to death in the place of Ahab. See how God faithful to fulfill his promises. And even now, you know, tell you something, there's nothing dreadful to the parents except the death of their children. I'm not telling that if your child will die, that is, you have sinned. I'm not saying this. But that is what God will do when we allow sin and wickedness as Ahab and Jezebel they did. We need to be very careful. We need to be very careful. This is the word of God. And I tell you, I have seen it in my eyes. God, everything I have said, he had done. And let's read more, so we can understand. So we can repent and come back to the Lord in repentance. In 2 Kings chapter 10. 2 Kings chapter 10, and we will read it from verse 1 to verse 8. And I will kill her children. Be shaken today by the word of God. You may repent. 2 Kings chapter 10. And Ahab has 70 sons in Samaria, and Jehu wrote letters and sent to Samaria and to the rulers of Jezreel, to the elders and to them that brought up Ahab's children, saying, now as soon as this letter cometh to you, seeing your master's sons are with you, and there are with you chariots and horses, a fenced city and armor, look even out the best and meetest of your master's son, and set him on his father's throne, and fight for your master's house. But they were exceedingly afraid, and said, behold, two kings stood not before him. How then shall we stand? And he that was over the house, and he that was over the city, the elders also, and the bringers up of the children, sent to Jehu, saying, we are thy servants, and will do all that thou shalt bid us. We will not make any king. Do thou that which is good in thine eyes. Then he wrote a letter the second time to them, saying, if you be mine, and if you will hearken unto my voice, take up the heads of the men, your master's sons, and come to me to just read by tomorrow this time. Now the king's sons, being 70 persons, were with the great men of the city which brought them up. And it came to pass, when the letter came to them, that they took the king's sons and slew them 70 persons, and I will put her children to death. That's the word of Jesus. And put their heads on the basket and send them there to Jezreel. That is how God will destroy these churches and these ministries and the descendants and children of those who allow all these things that we spoke in the churches of God, in the churches of Christ. And God is able to do it. Let's continue. The judgment of God will continue if there is no repentance. Now, you may ask this question. What was the benefit that Ahab repented, right? When Elijah gave him the message, it spoke that Ahab fasted, right? And repented. So how God rewarded his repentance? You know how God rewarded that repentance, that temporary repentance? He rewarded it by he not allow his children to die before his death. He let him die and he killed the children after. But Jezebel, she witnessed the death of her children. That's her punishment, because she was not willing to repent. That's why Jesus, in the book of Revelation, in the church of Thyatira, he particularly mentioned Jezebel. Because Jezebel died without any sense of repentance. Let us read now the death of Jezebel. 2 Kings chapter 9. Lord, let your church be shaken today. Let your body of Christ shaken to your word to repent in the name of Jesus. 2 Kings chapter 9. I think God will not do, God will do everything. He knows how to spank. If that is your hard-headedness, he knows how to deal with you. 2 Kings chapter 9 and verse 30 to 37. And when Jehu was come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it, and she painted her face and tired her head and looked out at a window. And as Jehu entered in at the gate, she said, "Has Zimri peace, who slew his master?" And he lifted up his face to the window and said, "Who is on my side? Who?" And there looked out to him two or three eunuchs. And he said, "Throw her down." So they threw her down. And some of her blood was sprinkled on the wall and on the horses. And he trod her underfoot. And when he was coming in, he did eat and drink. And said, "Go, see now this cursed woman and bury her, for she is a king's daughter." And they went to bury her, but they found no more of her than the skull and the feet and the palms of her hands. Wherefore they came again and told him. And he said, "This is the word of the Lord, which he spake by his servant Elijah the Tishbite, saying, In the portion of Jezreel shall dogs eat the flesh of Jezebel. And the carcass of Jezebel shall be as dung upon the face of the field in the portion of Jezreel, so that they shall not say, This is Jezebel." God fulfilled the curse that he promised upon Jezebel because she did not repent. And that what Jesus exactly also said in his word, "Behold, and I give her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not, and he will come and he will curse It will come in the name of Jesus, because you repented not. Behold, in verse 22, behold, look and wait for it to happen. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. Hear the Lord promise. The office of the marriage and the wholeness of the family that she defiled, the bed that she used to enjoy extramarital affair and sex, the same bed God will use to make it a bed of sickness in her life and in the life of her children, in the life of her descendants, in the life of her disciples, in the life who condone with her, in the life who those who agree with her and support her. It will come true. That's what the Lord will do. The bed of a pleasure will become a bed of sickness. It will happen if she will not repent, because I give her space. She will not repent. Fear God. Fear God. Not only sicknesses, tribulation, trials, because that's not the language. The painful, the death, the trials, the crisis, the troubles, the destruction of ministries, God will allow. Because of that particular sin is not dealt with. Immoralities, as we spoke, food offered to idols and allowing idols of the world to come inside the church, politics and manipulation, using the church for living and making money and extorting people and abusing and harming the servant of God, harming the true worshiper, harming the true prophet who declared the word of God. God will bring such death to happen. Bed of sickness. That's why. HIV, syphilis, hepatitis, sexually transmitted disease will come on those who do such. He would do it. I have seen all these things as a curse of God. And I will kill her children. Not physical death. Not spiritual death. Physical death. It will happen. We read it and he would do it. With death. And all the churches shall know that I am the Lord which searches the reins and the hearts. He knows everything. You know what you are doing? You are hiding. Yeah? You get the point here? Facebook, other things, hiding the boyfriend under the table, whatever you can do. But there's a God who will destroy, who will bring death if you will not repent. Who searches reins and heart, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. What you want to say? The word of God say, and I will not let the wicked go unpunished. Let's all stand in his presence. Thyatira is theater, putting mask, holiness, but inside, wickedness. God knows what is going on in his church. He will do what he say. I warn you. I fear him. I will do what he say to me. I will follow. I will allow him to use me. And I'm warning you today, all of you. Come to God in repentance. Renounce your sin. Renounce your ways. Renounce your doctrine. Renounce your error. Renounce all your defilement. Repent now, so the Lord will accept you. You'll be his child. Jesus, cleanse your church. Don't give rest to the wicked, no sleep. Those who are here and those in other places, don't give them rest. Let this word of yours not forgotten in their mind. Let them be tortured by it till they repent in the name of Jesus. Come to God in repentance. Cleanse your church. Cleanse the church of God all over the world. Oh God, let us this word of yours demolish the foundation of the wicked. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, let your hand be with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.